Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to Mary Ann Live. I'm your host, Mary Ann Camerato, and like I always say, great relationships begin within. And we have a special treat for you today, Valentine's Day. Across the planet, I think, we've adopted this very, very special holiday for those of you who love it. There's a whole contingent of folks who really don't love it, and I'm going to invite everybody to breathe. Whether you like Valentine's Day or not, stay tuned this hour because we have a special treat for you. Michael Modzelewski's written a new book called The Wildlife. We're going to hear about Valentine's Day, love, sex, marriage, you name it, from the man's point of view, and from a very special man, not only a handsome man, but a well-educated man, a man who's deep and wide and rich, and he's sort of like the Renaissance man. You got to stay tuned this hour for that. We're going to be talking with Mike a little bit later in the hour, but before we get to that interview, I want to mention we are sponsored by the National Action Organization, the NAO, NACTION.org, changing the way our culture values each other. Get involved in NACTION.org. There are several ways to get involved with that program, one of which is just check it out. Be mindful. Know that there are organizations on the planet helping to pump in the higher consciousness, if you will. So check them out online, naction.org. Also, you want to make a difference, help end breast cancer. I mean, who doesn't, right? And you're an active type of person and you like to walk or meet people or just fly on out to the United States if you're listening in the UK or Asia or wherever you are, Australia. Come on over. The Avon Breast Cancer Foundation.org has a way for you to get involved and help find a cure for breast cancer. I've done it a couple of times myself. It's a super way to get involved, and it doesn't matter if you know anyone. Come over. There will be 3,000 plus other people that you get to spend 2 or 3 days with walking around, going on a walkabout, but for a cure for cancer. The Avon Breast Cancer Foundation.org for more information. And hey, don't you know, putting only good things in your mind is a really good idea. The Open Secret Bookstore in San Rafael, California has the latest in meditation and revelation. I always bring this up, and I don't know why, but for Carlos Santana fans, he goes to the Open Secret Bookstore. I'm just saying, you know, that says something, right? Somebody who's on a path, who has such influence and have touched so many of our lives, goes to Open Secret Bookstore. I'm just putting it out there. I've been going there for 20 years, and you know, it's an amazing place to go find yourself in that inner terrain. They've also got a great vegetarian cuisine. I haven't done the food thing, but I hear it's really super. So check them out, opensecretbookstore.com, if you need to go online before you check them out and when you're in Northern California. So thanks to all our sponsors. We also want to thank Linda McKenzie and Jay Cruz at the HealthyLife.net radio network. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can put good things in your mind. Garbage in, garbage out. Yeah, that's nothing new. It certainly is the way it goes, right? That we got to take responsibility, as Jill Volte Taylor says. You have 40 seconds before you your thought turns into an obsessive one, right? So if something crappy pops up on the radar, 40 seconds. That's a long time. I mean, you know, think about it. One alligator, two alligators. That's a lot of alligators. I'm just saying, put only good things in your mind. Okay, we're going to turn our attention now to our listener question here on Mary Ann Live. That's the part where you send us your questions, and I coach you in some self-inquiry, which is my favorite thing in the whole world, by the way. It's how I stay awake, and whatever that means for you. Staying awake for me means being present and conscious to what's most high about myself, about the planet, about other people. How do I stay awake? Boy, it is not easy today. There is a lot of stuff that bombards us, a lot of, never mind the electronic barrage, right? Never mind our survival stuff. Never mind the needs and demands of other people in your life. What about your own incessant self-talk? I mean, there's a lot, right? Waking up in the morning, having a practice is crucial to peace of mind, to staying connected to, again, what I call being awake. So self-inquiry is how I do it, how a lot of masters, by the way, have done it for many, many years. It's a practice, a function of just turning your attention inwards. I'm going to show you how easy it is. Ready? Take a deep breath, an audible one. Let your shoulders drop away from your earlobes. Who knows how they got up there? It doesn't matter. And just turn your attention inwards and then ask, what do I need to know right now? That's it. Wasn't that easy? Yeah, and it's amazing where you will go from there. The divine wisdom that lives inside all of us, right there, for your connection, it doesn't cost a thing, but boy, is it pricey when we don't pay attention, right? So we've got a listener question today that we're going to get to right here, of course, as soon as I find it in front of my, yeah, here we go. Amy C. says, I have a bad man picker. Huh, and I'm also just tired of the game. Will I ever find love again? Amy C., let me tell you, you know, I don't really know the answer to that question, but what I do know is you do, right? And that's what self-inquiry is. We're going to pull a card out of a deck that my husband and I made, by the way. Relationships, great relationships begin within self-inquiry divination deck. It's a 55-card deck. My husband and I took our collective 50, 60 years of experience. We love sacred symbolism. We love color therapy. We love, my husband calls the words prayers. I call them portals. And we put them all together in a really fun deck. Fun, it's not always fun. It can be hard work. But essentially what you do is you pick a card, any card. Well, that's kind of fun. And if you're online and you're thinking, hey, I want to do this, go to MarianneLive.com and you can get a free reading. We put the whole deck online for you for free. Click ask your question, click drop in, and there you go. For Amy C., let me see, Amy, I'm going to try to vibe into you and see what we have here to help you on your journey of self-inquiry. Wait, it's just such a beautiful practice. You know, everyone can do this. It doesn't matter what your religious affiliation is, where you live, it doesn't even matter. Well, you kind of need to speak English or have a translation dictionary. Oh, my. Okay, Amy, we pulled the suffering card. Wow. Yeah, so what comes up for you, Amy, when you hear that word suffering? It may be a direct line right into your belly brain. I'm not really sure what it's going to touch for you, but there is a pebble for your pond. It's a place to start your self-inquiry process. Go ahead and just drop in with yourself. And notice what comes up for you when you hear that word, a story, perhaps. It may be just the very thing, the rope that leads you to the next place on your journey. It's also represented by the number 5 in the Major Arcana. We have 5 suits in the deck. Major Arcana are those cards that really want your special attention. They're really wanting you to pay particular attention to this issue. And if you go online, again, you can look all of this up. But I'm going to go into the little book that we have for those of you who are just joining us on Marianne Live. Yep, we're doing a self-inquiry reading. And if you've been doing this with us again and again, most folks love this part of the program. Because, you know, it's like important to drop in and make that connection with yourself, right? And especially when you get something as important as a card like this, suffering. You know, and suffering, they say, I don't know if you've heard this, but suffering is optional. Some of us don't remember that. And it doesn't always have to be there, right? We get to choose something else. So here's some self-inquiry questions for you, Amy C. What am I resisting? Who or what am I blaming for my suffering? What am I getting out of suffering? I always love those secondary games. And I do. I'm weird. Look, at to me, self-inquiry, I say bring it straight up, straight in. You know, I don't like the roundabout method of truth-telling myself, but not everybody likes that style. So, Amy, take it how you like it. Declaration, that's something at the end of your inquiry, Amy, that you might want to wrap around yourself. Right, a place to take a stand, and after you have found what you're looking for, the what you need to know right now, take a stand and declare suffering is optional, like I said. I am responsible for creating my reality. And here's a practice piece for you. Free your mind from its repetitive stories. Notice when a familiar, painful story comes up and take a breath. Feel your body come back to now. And that would be if I were going to offer any coaching, which is why people do write in. They sort of like if I give you a hit. My hit is that this is a story. You know, not all men suck. That's just a ridiculous idea, right? You don't have a bad man picker. You have made some interesting choices, right? You've had some situations that you've experienced a lot of pain, and this is probably part of that grieving process, the angry part. You know, there's a lot of people who study grief, and they say, anger is definitely a good sign. It means energy is, it got some momentum. So my advice to you, Amy C., is let that energy up and out and do it in a responsible, healthy, and creative way. Not at anyone, right? Just up and out of the body so it's not toxic. So that's a place for you to start. We're so grateful every time anybody writes in that you've taken care to do so and gotten vulnerable enough to open up your hearts, because that's what we're all about here at Marianne Live Central. Being for real, telling the truth, healing, staying awake on your journey, and interviewing really cool people from all over the planet. And today, on that note, we're going to take a turn. Amy, thanks for the question. To our very special guest on Valentine's Day today, don't you know, Michael Modzelewski is going to be joining us here in just a little bit, talking about his soon-to-be-released book, about his journey. I'm going to, you know, make up my own story about Mike. I'm going to read you some things about what they say the book is about. But I have my own hit on what the book is about, and those two things are similar and in some way different. But my hit on Michael's journey really is about awakening to that divine feminine, that part of us, the goddess, as he calls it, that's really inside all of us, men and women. And, you know, sometimes the journey, boy, the layers of unconsciousness, the layers of programming, just all of it, bursting through that is no less than miraculous, particularly when a man awakens to the divine feminine. Look, none of us have to look too far to recognize that we've gotten out of balance. Michael found it on his own. The fractal, as it were, right, to the whole of what's happening, the microcosm to the macro of what's happening on the planet. And the way he did it is really, it's entertaining. That's what I like to call it. You know, that ultimately he found his connection that he found already inside of himself manifested in his outer layers, right? And so, boy, there's nothing more worth celebrating than when your insides match your outsides. It's pretty extraordinary. He's going to be calling in the studio here in just a minute, and I'm going to introduce Michael. So we're pretty excited about that. I got to tell you, he was on the Oprah Winfrey Show a couple of times, and for some of the reasons I just mentioned, but namely because he was Cosmo Magazine's Man of the Month and Alaskan Men Magazine's Man of the Year. And, you know, girls, we're so silly. We can be so funny. But, boy, he was bombarded with letters from admiring women from all over the place, just wanting to get busy with him, you know, just because they saw his picture, which is so fun. We're going to talk about that, what that was like, and how he made his journey being a man in pursuit of his doctorate, which is really beautiful. He's a man who has a passion for animals and wildlife and learning and ultimately love, you know, taming that passion of love, elevating it. And on Valentine's Day, what better day than to talk about this? So Michael's going to be joining us here in just a second. as soon as he calls in the studio, and we're going to be taking you from soup to nuts on his journey, and no pun intended. I'm just kidding. I'm just saying. Okay. So let me tell you a little bit about him before he gets here in terms of his background. Correspondent co-host for Earthwise, the anchor of the TV show, the Outdoor Life Channel. He's a roving correspondent for the national radio show, The Good Life. And for the past 12 years, he has traveled to 40 countries around the world on assignment for national publications. He's the author of three books, Ageless Crest, a memoir about travels, ultra marathon running, and Metaphysics, Inside Passage Living with Killer Whales, Bald Eagles, and Kuwait Indians, based on a two-year stay in the northern wilderness island along the rugged coastline between Seattle and Alaska. Is that right? Yeah. And he's also written a book that we're going to be talking about today. About to be released, and it's going to be turned into a major motion picture. The other thing is his father was a football star. Love that, right? We're going to hear all about that. Welcome to the program, Michael.
Thank you. I'm so honored to be here.
Oh, we're delighted to have you. Yeah, super fun. So, Michael, you have had a pretty extraordinary journey, and on Valentine's Day, wow, what a delight to have you here to be talking about that. Isn't it true that a lot of guys kind of groan when Valentine's Day rolls around?
Yeah, I would say of the 50 males that I have in my world, 49 of them just hate it.
Yeah. Why is
that? Because they don't know. Well, number one, they always feel forced that they love to come up with a card or, you know, a surprise date when it's spontaneous. But when there's that marker out there, you know, that we're getting closer and closer to the middle of February, and all the expectations that come with it, I think that's the biggest thing, is that they feel that they're forced into that day rather than just letting it flow and letting it happen.
Yeah, right? Like Valentine's Day anytime. That should be the motto, right?
Every day should be Valentine's
Day. Oh, I like
that
better. Yeah, why not?
It's like once you're married, every day should be your honeymoon. It shouldn't be any different.
Yeah. Yeah, but getting from where a lot of us are to where you have found is no easy journey, and that's what you're here to talk to us today about. Your new book really does illustrate so well, and it's very entertaining, that book, how it is you woke up and found what you're saying right now. I don't think you would have thought those very things at the beginning of your journey. Tell us about relationship, according to Michael, 20 years ago. What kind of guy were you, and what was your orientation around relationships and women?
Very fearful of women and very shy, because I've always been a writer, and, you know, to put your butt in a chair and be in isolation, I have this very shy side. Mm-hmm. And I think even when I was young, I sensed, you know, that women really have so much power, and blinded by their beauty. And it was so hard to really get to know these creatures. So I started from that point of shyness, and grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, like you said, where my dad was a football player. But there was a hunger in me for nature. And I think what nature really meant to me at that point was the divine feminine, and you totally nailed what you totally got my book. You got that level that runs through it as magical realism, but that's exactly the transformation that happened. So I came out of college looking for wilderness, accidentally, but of course there are no accidents in life, and I really believe that we attract what we are at what levels we are internally. We actually manifest that, and we create that in our external reality. And I met a French-Canadian woman in Aspen, Colorado, where I was a ski bum for a year out of college. And we bumped backs out of 1,000 people watching hang gliders come off of Ajax Mountain and land in a meadow at our feet. Fell in love, went up to see her. She lived in Vancouver. Spent 2 weeks with her sailing the most incredible scenic waterway in the world called the Inside Passage. It goes from Seattle, 1,000 miles north, to Glacier Bay, Alaska. There's 1,000 gumdrop and jigsaw-shaped islands. There's fjords with hanging glaciers, hummingbirds pollinating wildflowers in the hanging gardens in the summertime, killer whales, and it's just paradise on earth. Pardon me?
We're going to break. That's all right.
Okay.
Just hold that thought, Michael. Wow, I was there. Were you there? Were you listening? I could hear the fluttering wings of the hummingbird. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be back with more Michael Modzelewski with us, talking about his new book, The Wild Life, right? His life and finding the divine feminine inside. Happy Valentine's Day, guys. Don't touch that dial. Back in just a minute. Everybody, I'm relationship expert and radio talk show host Marianne Camerato.
And I'm David Reynolds.
I want to talk to you for a minute about the changing world of dating and relationships and how self-inquiry can help.
Honey, did you know that 44% of the U.S. population is single and over 50% end in divorce? Yet, we spend an average of one-third of our lives trying to find a great relationship or get help with the ones we already have.
Yep, that's exactly why we created the first ever of its kind, the Great Relationships Begin Within Self-Inquiry Divination Deck, because we know what it takes to attract and create a healthy, fulfilling, sustainable relationship. And it's really simple. Sit quietly, close your eyes, turn your attention inward, and draw a card. You can go online right now and get a free reading on Marianne Live and try out the cards. And for under $20, what better way to give yourself a gift of your own attention? We wish you every blessing. We'll see you next time. Check out MarianneLive.com.
MarianneLive.com is where you can go to keep up to date with what and where relationship expert, author, and radio host Marianne Camerato is appearing next. Besides Marianne's three radio shows weekdays on HealthyLife.net, you can find out details about upcoming or ongoing seminars and workshops. How about information for ordering copies of books or DVDs? That's also available at MarianneLive.com. Find out about core certification, Certificate of Responsible Relationships. www.mariannelive.com, core certification, learning tools to attract, build, and sustain great relationships. Also sign up for Marianne's newsletter to be informed about upcoming events and possible workshops or speaking engagements in the Northern California area. www.mariannelive.com.
A good life is essential, and that's why I listen to HealthyLife.net. And for nutritional support for me and my family, my business goes to HealthyLife.net affiliate, GNC LiveWell. It's the trusted name in the vitamin and supplement industry. And that's essential when you're the one responsible for your good health and the well-being of your family. GNC LiveWell has a multitude of convenient locations near you and is always open on the internet at GNC.com. GNC LiveWell. The name says it all.
Music, information, and friends. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Marianne Live. I'm your host, Marianne Camerato. Joining me today, Michael Modzelewski, talking about his new book, Wild Life, The Misadventures of a Cosmo Bachelor. If you're just joining us, you're just tuning in now, Michael's journey is pretty extraordinary. Here's a guy was pursuing his doctorate. He's on an island. He's in Alaska doing what he loves. He hasn't probably spoken to a human being in over 5 years. I'm giving you the fast-forward version because we got some of Michael's background before the break. Grew up in Ohio, pretty shy guy when it comes to women, but here he is now. We got to ask you the question, how the heck did you become the Bachelor of the Month for Cosmo and Man of the Year? Like, what was that all about? Talk about that.
Well, living on a wilderness island, my primary focus was to study orcas, killer whales, which there's a mind on this planet besides our own. And they rule the oceans. They're at the top of the food chain. And it should really be called Planet Ocean instead of Earth, because 74% of our planet is covered with salt water. And killer whales, orcas, are in every body of water on Earth. And to hang around them and look into those lucid blue eyes, you definitely know there's a mind that's going on. And so that was my primary focus. And what a privilege to take a kayak out every day. And it was like climbing a ladder, only they arranged the rungs. You know, they actually have this amazing ability called sonar, where they send high-pitched sound that penetrates your skin. It bounces off of your bones and organs, and they take a sonogram of what you look like inside. And they can actually measure guilt, heart rate change. I mean, if we had that ability to sonar scan each other, There wouldn't be any politicians. We wouldn't be able to lie to each other. We would literally be transparent. And that's the ability they have. And when you're kayaking and you're right above the surface, they can even take a readout because you're still in that liquid world, especially when it's raining and misting, which it does a lot up there. So many, I mean, just amazing experiences studying that creature. And then the native people started coming by toward the end of my journey. And a female shaman, for some reason, took me under her wing. And the native culture up there is matriarchal. The women own the land. They pass it down to the eldest daughter. And when the children are born in the Kwakutl and Tlingit cultures, they take the mother's last name, not the father's. So that was my introduction. Also, studying nature, it's a very feminine force when you're out there in deep ecology. You're seeing birth. Not that there isn't male energy and yin and yang in balance, but it's dominated by the divine feminine. And Lucy, who is my teacher up there, was the human representative of all that energy. And she was on such a level that when I raised my vibration sky high by getting away from what you said in your introduction about the bombardment of all the technology and the busyness that chops up our attention, when you're breathing with the ocean, breathing with the whales, when you're totally in tune with the world around you that is in complete balance, we actually broke through and had a telepathic conversation where she was speaking in my mind and I was able to talk back to her on that level. I mean, that was just dazzling. But the vibe level had to go sky high to be able to transmit and broadcast on that level.
So Cosmo came along and Lucy portended something, didn't she?
Well,
she said,
and I had written a book, and I had sent it away through slow mail, of course. And, you know, I'd written a book about experiences on the island. And as a lark, I sent it to New York City, and it turned out it was accepted by HarperCollins, which is one of the, you know, biggest publishers in the world. And Lucy came back to the island, and she said, "You're about to go on a journey that's far more dangerous than this one." And I go, "Well, what could be more dangerous than, you know, cougars and grizzly bears around?" And she said, "Oh, because your emotions will be involved." But she said, "You need to complete yourself. You need to find your feminine half because you've been out here sort of, you know, Mr. Macho. But the female spirits have been watching you, and you've been very kind to, you know, their animals, and you treat everything with respect here. But it's time for you to leave this world and go find your other half, your feminine self."
Right.
And then she whipped out a letter, and I go, "Well, where on earth am I going?" And she held it up to the firelight, and she said, "New York City."
Right? Because that's what most shamans do.
Boom. Talk about a different world.
Wow. Yeah, right. And by the way, when you get a copy of Michael's book, you will get all the juicy details, not to worry, what it was like making the transition from being deep in the wilderness, right, coming into New York City was nothing less than overwhelm and reacclimating and, you know, sort of getting your bearings, Michael. And then you find that you've got the headquarters, right, your professor, where you were going to school, working on your PhD, and a couple of other folks had set up shop for you to help you manage this overwhelming amount of mail that you've got from being selected Cosmo Man of the Month and Alaska Man of the Year. And you'd done this, calendar, what was it, a photo shoot where you had nothing but your vest on or something crazy like that, right? And women were going wild because they wanted to go on a date with you, right?
Yes, and I had no idea the reach, the global reach of Cosmopolitan Magazine. Number one selling women's magazine in the world.
Yeah.
College campuses. It goes into 100 countries, translated in 87 languages. So I was getting mail from Mongolia. I was getting CEOs from Toronto, Canada. It was literally every man's fantasy.
Yeah.
And my dad and my brothers, who live in Arizona, I was going over to visit at Christmas, and my dad, happily married, great guy, said, "Michael, throw some of those letters in a duffel bag. When the girls are cooking Christmas dinner in the kitchen, we'll all go out in the garage. Please, let us live through it a little bit." I had a lawyer in London, England. I went to do interviews for BBC Radio for my first book, and he said, "Dude, here's a blank check. Within reason, fill in the figure, if you can get me to be the next bachelor.
Oh, my.
And I just was in shock, and my whole life exploded. And my literary agent at the time said, man, Sigmund Freud once asked, what do women really want? Well, you have a shot at finding out. Take notes. So I did copiously.
Yep. So what did these women want from you, Michael?
Well, what was shocking at first is Cosmo girls in their 20s, sexual adventuresses, and I was shocked at how much was superficial was sex, which, being a red-blooded male, at first, I didn't mind.
You know?
And my first date was with a body double from Hollywood. Because when you go see a movie, I'm just picking Julia Roberts. I'm not saying anything bad about Julia. But if she's in a shower scene for 3 seconds and she wants a perfect butt, she steps out of the shower, and the body double, who is well endowed,
got the perfect butt,
steps in for the 3 seconds. And so that was my first date. And she was quite aggressive. And, of course, all of my buddies were saying, okay, now you got to go. We just heard from a porn star, so that's got to be date number two. And I said, no. Give me the reject box. I'm going to take that home, and I want to see why you guys said no to these women. Because to me, I get just as excited and satisfied having a conversation, linking minds and souls, which can last a heck of a lot longer sometimes than a physical act does. So I needed some of that after, the battery powered screen.
Yeah, absolutely. You had that. You ran the gamut there. We're going to go to break here in just a little bit, but I'll tell ya, you say every man's fantasy is to have women all over the world throwing themselves at you. When we come back after the break, Michael's ultimate fantasy is going to surprise you, ladies and gentlemen. What he thought he wanted turned into something richer, greater, deeper. Right here on Valentine's Day, we're going to find out what men really want, what Michael ultimately found, and we're going to share it with you right here on Marianne Live. Don't touch that dial. Michael Modzelewski is going to be with us talking about his new book, soon to be out, Wildlife, back in just a minute.
MarianneLive.com is where you can go to keep up to date with what and where relationship expert, author, and radio host Marianne Camerato is appearing next. Besides Marianne's 3 radio shows weekdays on HealthyLife.net, you can find out details about upcoming or ongoing seminars and workshops. How about information for ordering copies of books or DVDs? That's also available at MarianneLive.com. Find out about core certification, Certificate of Responsible Relationships. www.mariannelive.com, core certification, learning tools to attract, build, and sustain great relationships. Also sign up for Marianne's newsletter to be informed about upcoming events and possible workshops or speaking engagements in the Northern California area. www.mariannelive.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm relationship expert and radio talk show host Marianne Camerato.
And I'm David Reynaud.
We want to talk to you for a minute about the changing world of dating and relationships and how self-inquiry can help.
Honey, did you know that 44% of the U.S. population is single and over 50% end in divorce? Yet, we spend an average of one-third of our lives trying to find a great relationship or get help with the ones we already have.
Yep, that's exactly why we created the first ever of its kind, the Great Relationships Begin Within Self-Inquiry Divination Deck, because we know what it takes to attract and create a healthy, fulfilling, sustainable relationship. And it's really simple. Sit quietly, close your eyes, turn your attention inward, and draw a card. You can go online right now and get a free reading on Marianne Live and try out the cards. And for under $20, what better way to give yourself a gift of your own attention? We wish you every blessing. We'll see you next time. Check out MarianneLive.com.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer of webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. earthchannel.com. webcastingnetz.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things, like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now, so come to earthchannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 800-849-8978. That's 800-849-8978.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back. I'm Marianne Camerata. You're tuned into Marianne Live. We've got Michael Modzelewski in the house talking about his new book, The Wildlife. It's not The Wildlife. It's just Wildlife, right? The Misadventures of a Cosmo Bachelor. If you're just joining us, you missed out on some of the good stuff that you don't have to worry about, because when you get a copy of the book, you will get brought up to speed very quickly. But Michael and I were just talking before the break about getting all these letters, being bombarded by women, their desirous nature, what do they want from men, and how it's every man's fantasy to be bombarded. But yet, Michael would find soon enough that it wasn't all that he was looking for. Well, it was fun. We were talking about this during the break. Sex is super fun, and it was kind of crazy, and there were all these different kinds of women, and you were a pretty shy guy, right? So that part was pretty exciting, kind of thrilling, really, right?
Exactly. And a lot of, I have an animal side where a lot of wisdom comes to me through my body, not just my brain.
That's a good point. Really good point. Would you say that a lot of us miss that? Because, you know, that animalistic kind of sexual connection, we don't really stop and talk about that. We sort of objectify it or overly sensationalize it. And it becomes this kind of, it cheapens the experience. And you just said something really important, that our body holds a ton of wisdom, and there's a lot to be learned there. Why do you think we gloss over that and don't stop and really look there like you did?
Well, I think that we have gotten so far away from nature, and I think sex in man and women is the subset of the wild world that is our true home. That's where we come from. I mean, it wasn't long ago that we were all hunter-gatherers living out there, and then we were farmers, and it's just recently through technological acceleration that we're now sitting too much, not using those bodies in the way that, and that's why we're, you know, diabetes is off the chart and we're suffering so much physically that way.
Well,
but I think if you can stay in your body, and which taught me to do that in Alaska to survive day after day, then that's where vitality comes from. And when you have that passion, that's what creates paintings. That's what Einstein and Picasso, every time there was a quantum leap in science and art, it was the feminine muse coming into their life. The libido spike would then create, you know, E equals MC squared and cubism and, you know, it's far more powerful than we even realize.
Absolutely. So, Michael, you had this bag of rejects. We were talking about it before the break, and you wanted to find out what these other women that your cast members that were, you know, getting you all set up to date these different women, you wanted to know what women they rejected and why. And you found something real interesting. You met a gal at a hospital. Tell that story, because I think it's really poignant.
Well, it was like, dear Michael, you're never going to write to me or call, because I'm not sexy and, you know, a long-legged semi-babe. I'm getting I'm becoming a medical doctor. I have no time to see you anyway. The only time I eat lunch is at 2:00 in the morning. But my mother put me up to this because she wants me to start, you know, thinking about my future and getting married and all of that. But, you know, I don't even know why I'm writing this to you. Goodbye. And I called her up and I said, hey, what you're going through is amazing. You know, do you want to get together? And at first she didn't believe it was me. So long story short, we got together and we had a wonderful lunch. I brought it to her from a deli with two candles, being very much romantic. An amazing conversation. And one of the things I learned that blew me away is we've been taught through religion that woman comes from man, from Adam's rib, if you buy into the Christian, Judo-Christian, you know, Christian dogma. And she explained to me that female is the default sex. Every fetus in a womb for the first 6 weeks is female. Then, if the male chromosome is present, testosterone plugs in the male appendages are pushed forward.
Mm.
And it could be why women outlive men chronologically, because they don't have to go through that earthquake of chemical rearrangement at week six. And the reason why men have nipples, of course, we don't nurse, but that's a vestigial, you know, sign carried forward that we all start out. And man, tell that to an NFL football playing father.
Exactly.
Mr. Macho, who with his forearm probably caused 100 concussions in his 7-year NFL career.
Yeah. Well, you know,
start out female. So
yeah, anybody who's good. Yeah. Yeah. Rational scientific mind, though, would understand the logic in what you're saying, and part of what happens, as you know, being a scientist, you know, revolutions used to take 50 years to happen, meaning that evidence that gains momentum, that's the higher truth, just expresses itself ultimately, right? You can't stop the truth from being revealed. And today, it's being revealed faster and faster, right? Due to technology, it's one of the upsides of technology. That said, this meeting that you had with this woman is really indicative on many levels of your scientific perspective, Michael, your real curiosity, not only being in the experience, being in the world, but of the world, right? Here you were being immersed in a very unusual scenario. All of your sexuality was, you were exploring it. At the same time, you were observing it. And this is what's so brilliant about the work that you've done here, is you maintain both of those stances throughout this journey. And we're so delighted that you're sharing that with us right here on Marian Live. Hey, by the way, Wildlife, don't worry. The book's coming out pretty soon.
It's actually out right now on Amazon and Barnes & Noble through books. If you have a Kindle or you have a Nook, or you can download a free app from Amazon and read it on a smartphone or computer or whatever. And I already have 11 5-star reviews. I can't believe
wow.
it.
Wow,
so
wonderful. Honored. Yeah, really good stuff. And so we're going to push through. You want to say something, I can tell. You've got something on the tip of your tongue there?
Well, the first two dates, one, total physical sex with the body double from Hollywood.
Right.
Second date, the doctor.
Yeah.
Totally a conversation. And I came away from the first two dates and I said, which one turned you on more? And it was when my mind got lit up like a pinball machine.
Yeah.
As
yeah.
great as the sex was with the first date, that conversation I had at that, you know, middle of the night lunch with the one just studying to be a doctor. Oh, my God. It's
Did you know that about yourself?
Yes, I always like conversation, but I didn't realize the effect that it would have and the closeness I felt with that person to have a sharing like that.
Mm, yeah.
So that confused me, though, too. And I'm going, well, how come I'm not more turned on by, you know, the physical? Why is this so attractive to me? The light of the mind and learning things.
Yeah. Because guys don't really talk about that so much, right?
No, I mean, guys hardly talk at all. That's the problem. Is most males are just so closed off. And, you know, I hear from women is they can't get two words out of their male.
Yeah, exactly. When we come back after the break, we're going to find out how you met your bride that you've been married to for going on, 10 years now? A pretty exciting story, and don't touch that dial. In the meantime, go to Amazon.com, get a copy of Wildlife. Michael Modzelewski joins me, special guest right here on Marian Live on Valentine's Day. Back in just a minute.
MarianLive.com is where you can go to keep up to date with what and where relationship expert, author, and radio host Marian Camarado is appearing next. Besides Marianne's three radio shows weekdays on HealthyLife.net, you can find out details about upcoming or ongoing seminars and workshops. How about information for ordering copies of books or DVDs? That's also available at MarianLive.com. Find out about CORE certification, Certificate of Responsible Relationships. www.marianlive.com, CORE certification, learning tools to attract, build, and sustain great relationships. Also, sign up for Marianne's newsletter to be informed about upcoming events and possible workshops or speaking engagements in the Northern California area. www.marianlive.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm relationship expert and radio talk show host Marianne Camerato.
And I'm David Raynaud.
We want to talk to you for a minute about the changing world of dating and relationships and how self-inquiry can help.
Honey, did you know that 44% of the U.S. population is single and over 50% end in divorce? Yet, we spend an average of one-third of our lives trying to find a great relationship or get help with the ones we already have.
Yep, that's exactly why we created the first ever of its kind, the Great Relationships Begin Within Self-Inquiry Divination Deck, because we know what it takes to attract and create a healthy, fulfilling, sustainable relationship. And it's really simple. Sit quietly, close your eyes, turn your attention inward, and draw a card. You can go online right now and get a free reading on Marianne Live and try out the cards. And for under $20, what better way to give yourself a gift of your own attention? We wish you every blessing. We'll see you next time. Check out MarianneLive.com.
My name is Nicole. I first tried Willard Water when I had a sore throat. I'd hoped drinking tea made with Willard Water would help soothe the pain. I didn't think my first cup would make a difference, but boy was I wrong. The soreness was totally gone in no time. I love Willard Water. Scientists all over the world have studied it. Longtime users swear by it. It's non-toxic, has no side effects, and it makes me feel better when I drink it. I use Willard Water as part of my daily supplement routine. Willard Water helps my body absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients I need for good health. I only have one body, and I want to do whatever I can to take care of it.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Marianne Live. Are you breathing? Yes, it's Valentine's Day. Take an audible breath. We've got the lovers of Valentine's Day, the ones who are not so much. Just another opportunity, as Michael Modzelewski said, just to have some love. Every day is Valentine's Day, and if you're married, every day gets to be your honeymoon. We're going to be talking about that right now with Michael, about how he met his bride. And, Michael, shoot, let's talk about Rapunzel.
A lot of the letters, excuse me, that came from the Cosmo girls. And I hope that women out there, that they have thrown these fairy tales away as you're a girl growing up, of being helpless in a tower, waiting for a man to come along on his white horse, or in my case, his sled dog team from Alaska, and rescue you, swish you away from Topeka, Kansas, or Cincinnati, Ohio, or Los Angeles, or Miami, or New York, or wherever. Because a lot of the mail was that way. It was, come rescue me, come give me life, as the Rapunzel, you know, myth goes. Well, one day, and I dated my way down the mailbags, and in a way I'm glad that Paula's letter wasn't on the top, because I really came to appreciate her when I finally got to her letter. So I opened up a letter, and it was none of that Rapunzel stuff. It was, hey, buddy, if you want strength meeting strength, then you call me. And she sent me her resume. 7 chef schools. Chef on corporate yachts. She was like 5 women rolled into one. You know, flight attendant of the year. Whatever she did, she just blew it out to the max of success. And, you know, my dad always told me, if you want to learn how to play tennis, don't play with somebody you beat all the time. Play with somebody that runs your butt all over that court, because then you'll grow. And the picture was not naked, as a lot of them were. There was no lingerie. There was no, hey, buddy, let's go out and there'll be a happy ending on the first. You know, it was none of that. It was professional. The picture was far away, attractive with a pair of sunglasses on. Nothing overtly sexual. It was all about energy. Energy and passion for life came off of Paula's letter. And my soul clapped its hands, snapped its fingers, and said, you're going to marry this girl.
Wow.
So, long story short, our first date, I was so intimidated by her, Mr. Cosmo, that I turned my car around and went home. And then I thought better of it, and finally did show up, and I explained my 45-minute delay as traffic. But that's how much she is and how intimidating she was to me at first. And I think that a lot of men want to dominate a woman. Mm. And when you get into a marriage or relationship of that imbalance, it never works. And I kind of had to change my pattern because the women I had before Paula, when it was a long-term relationship, there was always something wrong with them, and I had to fix them or whatever. Mm-hmm. And in a way, that's sort of a domination as well.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, hey, dude, time to meet somebody not only on your level, but maybe a few notches above.
Could school you.
Yeah. And, wow, from the moment we met, it has just been the most amazing friendship, passion. It's as easy as breathing with the ocean and with the whales. And you were mentioning breathe. It is a lot of that. It's totally myself. And for the first time in my life, I understood that cliche that someone else's happiness is essential to your own.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the circle. It's a complete yin-yang, and the energy flows, and it is just... How could something so frivolous as being invited by Cosmopolitan magazine, and I didn't even want to do this journey, because I go, Cosmo, I mean, it's a bunch of, you know, female O's, and, you know, it just seems such a crazy magazine. But to take that journey and find the pot of gold at the end of that crazy rainbow,
yeah,
my goodness.
The gift.
You know, the tagline
gift
for the movie that we're going to do from the book is, a million women or love one woman a million different ways.
Wow, that's beautiful.
And the million women, and I say that metaphorically, the word a million, you know.
Yeah.
But they taught me, if I hadn't have been with those other females, and they each one schooled me invaluably, and I then pour that into my relationship with Paula. So when someone says, which was the most valuable, I say both.
You want to leave us with a really important message. I know that, Michael, that we need to return to when Goddess ruled the earth. What do you want folks to walk away with when they're done reading this book?
It's exactly that, because I think male testosterone serves a purpose. We take risk with it. We, you know, have that forceful burst of energy. But enough of that now. And I've seen it living close, you know, out there in the wilderness where there's no towns around and you've got the northern lights dancing and learning from Lucy, my female shaman. It is really time to put the divine feminine in charge, not only of the natural world, but it's so heartening to see every time there's a female president elected, whether it's in Africa or I think Chile now, Germany certainly, and the next has to be our country as well.
Absolutely.
Because there's that sense of community. There's that sense of sharing. I have a friend who takes the UNESCO relief packages off of trucks in Somalia, and he said he used to give them to the men, but the men sold the food relief for guns, prostitutes, and whiskey. Now he drives the trucks into the villages. He sticks the food packages into the hands of the women, because then he knows they will be shared by those in need.
Wow. Powerful. What do we want to say to our male brothers? What can they do? It's Valentine's Day. Yeah. And... what's your message to men?
Don't buy something. Make something.
Make something.
Write that love letter or replace something. If her grandmother gave her a brooch or whatever that she can't find, go to a jeweler and reproduce it. Buy those roller skates that you guys first met with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you come at her sideways, not the expected thing, but if you do something out of your thoughts or your words or make a card that's silly, I mean, that's invaluable. And I think that's what really, women really want, is not the expected. Is they want that unexpected.
Yeah. And Michael, I couldn't agree with you more. And I think that we have a message, an important message for men out there and the masculine on the planet, the how tired we all are from being out of balance. What are some practical things we can do to bring the balance back? You know, our brothers, real quick.
Well, I think if a male himself, because it is, it all begins with changing yourself to change the world. And I think not being afraid of the feminine within you, the creative side, maybe you cry at a sunset or at a chick flick. Don't be afraid to let that go.
Let it fly.
In the long run, it only makes you more of a man because it balances you.
Beautiful. We're going to be right back for our wrap right here on Marianne Live. Michael Modzelewski joining me, talking about his book, Wildlife. Get a copy back in just a minute. everybody. I'm relationship expert and radio talk show host Marianne Camerato.
And I'm David Reynaud.
We want to talk to you for a minute about the changing world of dating and relationships and how self-inquiry can help.
Honey, did you know that 44% of the U.S. population is single and over 50% end in divorce, yet we spend an average of one-third of our lives trying to find a great relationship or get help with the ones we already have?
Yep, that's exactly why we created the first ever of its kind, the Great Relationships Begin Within Self-Inquiry Divination Deck, because we know what it takes to attract and create a healthy, fulfilling, sustainable relationship. And it's really simple. Sit quietly, close your eyes, turn your attention inward, and draw a card. You can go online right now and get a free reading on Marianne Live and try out the cards. And for under $20, what better way to give yourself a gift of your own attention? We wish you every blessing. We'll see you next time. Check out MarianneLive.com.
To be a good father is the most important job in a man's life. But it doesn't have to be hard. Play catch. Go to a park or visit a zoo. Help your child with their homework. Sit down together for dinner. Ask them how their day was. Things get busy, and sometimes we all fall short. But the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today.
Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Heartfelt thank you to Michael Modzelewski, who's joined us today talking about his new book, just been released, Wildlife, Turning into a Major Motion Picture. Parting words real quick for folks, Michael.
Every day has to be love. That's why we're here. That's why we're on this planet. And the more love, the little bit of love that we get out, we get it back a hundredfold. You know, I think that the real message is to live to give. Because I think when you're in your 20s, you're very selfish, and it's all about me and all of that. But I think as you go through the passages, when you realize, it's just like Lucy, my teacher in Alaska, said, look at these wildflowers. All they do is give us beauty without asking anything in return.
Absolutely.
And she says that flowers are one of the highest forms of life, because what other creature does that?
Live to give, everybody. Thanks for joining us on Marianne Live. We'll see you next week right here. The Future of Us with Jay Asher. Hey, we wish you the best of luck, Michael, on your tour. Pick up a copy, Wildlife. Get it today, Amazon.com. I'm Marianne Camerato, your host. You've been listening to Marianne Live. Blessings, everybody.